Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Rebbetzins, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas HaShavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Rebbetzin, and let's do this. In Parshas Ekev, Moshe continues addressing Bnei Yisrael, promising Eretz Yisrael is going to be amazing if they keep the mitzvos. He reminds them of their past chataim, like Cheta Egal, Korach, and the Meraglim, but also speaks of Hashem's forgiveness and the giving of the second luchos after Bnei Yisrael's tshuva. Moshe continues to reflect on their 40 years in the Midbar where Hashem sustained Bnei Yisrael through the man. Moshe describes Eretz Yisrael that they'll soon be entering as rich and bountiful, flowing with milk and honey, but also warns Bnei Yisrael against gaiva and to remember that their success comes from Hashem, not their own strength. The Parsha also includes the second part of Shema, reiterating key mitzvos, the importance of davening, and what will happen if we neglect the mitzvos. And that's the Parsha. Let's move on to a short part, this one from the Aznayim LaTorah. In Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph, Moshe recounts Hashem telling him to build an aron out of wood. And then in Pasuk Gimel, it says, "And so I made an aron out of cedar wood." The simple question is, why did Moshe specify that it was made out of cedar wood? Hashem said wood. There's no need to say which type of wood now. Do we need to know? Do we care? So Reb Zalman Soruskin, who wrote Aznayim LaTorah, brings a Tanchuma in Parshas Terumah that says that there are 24 types of cedar trees, and Moshe selected the Shittim variety, which is one of the 24. So obvious next question is, why that one? And this was Kedei L'Rapos Masha Asisa B'Shittim, to heal what was going to be done in Shittim. And what happened in Shittim? Well, this is when Bnei Yisrael were Mizana with Benos Moav. So what's happening here is Moshe was giving Bnei Yisrael very subtle mussar. Just like he did in Parshas Devarim, he mentioned different locations to remind Bnei Yisrael of their chatam, and they should never do something like that again. It's the same thing here. Mussar doesn't have to come down hard and heavy. Fire and brimstone are not necessary. Just a subtle blink and you miss it reference is enough to get the message across. You think some people will get the message if I sent them this Dvar Torah? Wishing you a beautiful Shabbos. See you next Parsha.
Have questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.